You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Hello.
Welcome, Joshua.
We've been working through Gary on an idea called the Integration Protocol. This is an idea of how to integrate what you've learned through your journey and the experience of life together with the things that we have brought forth to explain to you in a new way, to show you a new perspective about who you are so that you can integrate the new approach to life. The new approach to life is a life based in love and acceptance. It's authentic life, authentically understanding who you truly are. You are all truly beings of pure positive energy. You are beings of love. You are eternal. You are magnificent and you're limitless. How do you encapsulate that idea into the very fiber of your being? It's through moving from an old approach to life of self-centeredness in the idea that you must protect yourself as a victim to the threats that occur outside of you, and that you must control yourself, the conditions, and those people around you in order to receive some feelings that you don't feel now. The primary feeling that you have all tried to generate was the feeling of worthiness. And this caused you to perceive reality as illusion. The illusion is that you must accept or receive ideas of worthiness from outside conditions and outside people, that the people will make you feel worthy or unworthy. The conditions will make you feel unworthy or worthy. Yet nothing derived from outside of you can ever do anything to make you feel something you don't feel now. Therefore, the new approach to life is that of the absolute acceptance of yourself as you are, the authentic version of you, not needing to maintain a persona in order to get outside like, love, and respect from others, outside feelings of accomplishment, outside feelings of achievement, that sort of thing. You're not here to prove that you're worthy or superior or equal to anyone else. You are worthy, you are equal, and you are good as you are. So how do you move from that old approach to life into the new approach to life? It's through understanding things from a higher perspective. All humans are moving from fear to love. All humans are moving from lack to abundance. All humans are moving from limitation to freedom. The illusion is that they were unworthy, that they had limitation, and that they were experiencing lack, whether that's financial or in relationships or whatever. That idea is the illusion. The reality is that you're abundant, that you're inherently free, that you're worthy of anything that you can come up with, that you're worthy of living the life you intended prior to your birth, that's beyond anything you could imagine now. And so to see yourself from that true reality means that you have to put into perspective who you truly are as compared to who you think you are. The who you think you are part is the illusion. It's the limitation incurred by defining yourself in some term. And any term in which you choose to define yourself must be limited. Since you are a limitless being, definitions cannot serve you. And so we say, as you move from the old approach to life into the new approach to life, it's the reducing the influence of fear, and that fear is that which limits you in anything you're inspired to do. The movement from the old approach to life to the new approach is done in the moment. In the moment, how are you feeling in the moment? And so if you set yourself up to feel good in each and every moment, that everything is designed to allow you to feel good, which means designed to allow you to maintain alignment, which means designed to allow you to see yourself and your life from the perspective of your inner self. Your inner self exists in the non-physical realm. Your inner self is you. Your inner self does not see you from a limited perspective. Your inner self has no fear. Your inner self knows that this journey of exploration that you're on will be perfect, whether you're exploring the inauthentic version of you or the authentic version of you, yet your inner self also knows the pre-birth intentions that you set. And so your inner self is this guiding post or this guiding light, always letting you know where your perception of reality exists in any moment in time. And so if you are seeing something as wrong or bad, you can know for certain that you are looking at the illusion. The reality must be that this thing is neutral or good or for a purpose or designed to bring you to a new level of awareness or to enable you to expand in some way. And this event, which you might say is bad or wrong, is there to show you that the only reason you see it as bad or wrong is from a limited perspective, and that limited perspective is created from a limiting belief. So as you choose to see things as good and right that you once thought were bad and wrong, you will have moved to another level forward in love or towards the new approach to life. And in this new approach to life, the only thing that will ever work is your acceptance for who you are, the authentic version of you. Never needing to promote yourself, never needing to seek achievement, never needing to seek validation in the eyes of anyone else. The validation can only come from within. The validation must come from within. And so now, as you once perceived yourself as flawed and imperfect, you now perceive yourself as perfect and without any flaws. Once you might have seen, you might have moved towards self-improvement of some sort. Now you see that you cannot improve that which is perfection, but in each moment you will expand to a new level of perfection. And by seeing yourself as perfect as you are, you now maintain your alignment because this is exactly how your inner self sees you. And from this connection in alignment, you will receive every inspired idea that you will ever need to explore your life as you intended. And this is the faith that you must have to live in the new approach to life. With that, we would like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
Hey, Joshua. I had some work done in my yard. I had a septic system put in about 6 weeks ago. And unfortunately, when the guy did the finishing up part of it, he dumped a lot of rocks in our yard, so we can't really plant a lawn. And I've just have not really found peace with this. I've tried to and done pretty good mostly, but it just kind of keeps coming back at me as to how it just wasn't right the way he left it.
And it's excellent. So you have an idea for what you would like to do in your yard. Mm-hmm. And so you have an outcome in mind, and this outcome is created from this perspective where you are now. And so you become attached to this outcome. This outcome should happen. This is what I want, and this should happen. And so the universe says something else should happen. And in order for that something else to happen, you must have these extra rocks in your yard. From your perspective, you say that the rocks in the yard prevent me from having the outcome that I'm attached to. And therefore, the cause of this is wrong. The cause of this new manifestation is wrong. And that it should not be this way. And that this person should come and do all these things to correct the mistake. The mistake that this person made. Because my perception of what should happen based on my imagination from the limited perspective, the perspective where you are now, you see, as this event unfolds and you learn that something is changing, you will move to a new perspective and you'll get new ideas. As soon as you see that this is right and not wrong, you will get new ideas. And those ideas will lead you to a more elegant manifestation of what you truly want than anything else. And so what we want to ask you now is, what is it that you truly want?
Well, I definitely want to have peace, feel peace around this.
Feel peace. You want to feel peace. You want to feel that you're not being taken advantage of, that you're not being not served by others, even when you've made a transaction and you said, in exchange for this amount of money, I want this outcome. Right. Transactional, which can never bring you peace. Transactional is the old approach to life, you see. Negotiation is the old approach to life. Perceiving that you are in control of these manifestations is the old approach to life. The new approach to life says, I have an idea, let's see where it goes. Oh, this part worked out. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, this part didn't work out. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, and in that new approach where everything is fundamentally working out, and you're looking at everything from a higher perspective, and you're not attached to any outcome, you're just flowing with whatever is happening, you're going with the flow of it, you receive peace, you see. And the peace is what you want. And so until you've received peace, this sort of thing has to happen. In your transactional relationship, in the older approach to life, trying to get something done that you think needs to be done, and then adhering to your imaginary outcome, being attached to it, is all of your cause of suffering. Suffering would be the opposite of peace, you see. So you don't actually want this garden, you want peace. And in this transaction, you can state that everything is okay, nothing needs to be done that's different. You can make your request if you want to. He can come and fix his flaws if he's inspired to. Whether he does or not will not affect how you feel, that some other idea will come from this that you cannot even see now. And that ultimately what you truly want is not this new lawn in your backyard, but what you want is this peace. This peace is in your control. And by seeing things wrong, you perceive from this victimhood, from this fear-based approach to life, that you are being taken care of and you must protect yourself at all costs. You must protect yourself. You don't give a damn about the person that installed the septic system. He's on his own. You're simply protecting your rights, you see. And in that, you are living in individuality. In the idea that there's something more going on here, and that he is playing his part in your ascension towards peace, you can look at him and say, I no longer see you as bad and wrong. I see you as an integral part, a partner, a co-creator in my ascension or my expansion towards higher levels of peace. And thank you for coming and thank you for doing what you did. So which do you think is more empowering? Blaming him for a mistake he made and thinking that he should solve it and that you're being a victim to other people's mistakes, or understanding that you're always being moved towards what you truly want, in this case, towards peace. That is obviously the more empowering way to look at it, yet it conflicts with everything you've been taught your entire life. And so now, in the understanding of this from the higher perspective, are you more likely to receive inspiration? Or looking at this as a problem, are you more likely to receive urges to control the conditions? And if you think about the urges that you've received to control conditions, is any of that activity fun or exciting? Yeah. And thinking about what might come in inspiration, don't you think that would be, those activities would be a lot more fun and exciting, inspiring? So we say, let go of all that which you think is a problem. Understand it all from the highest perspective possible. Do everything you can to get to a place of feeling good. And the easiest way to do that is to look at it from a higher perspective and say, this is all part of a plan that I cannot see, but it's all in the process of delivering to me that which I truly want. And I am not quite sure what it is that I truly want, but I will let it go and trust in this process of showing me limiting beliefs and doing the work I do on limiting beliefs and getting back into alignment so that I can see that there could be some benefit in this. There could be something that's leading me towards that which I truly want. And if you place that which you truly want, peace, above all, then you will operate from a new perspective. And the decisions you make will be made from a perspective of love and acceptance rather than from fear and control. And those decisions you make will be so much more powerful and so much more validating and satisfying and gratifying to not just yourself, but to all of those around you, you see. Now, imagine this. Imagine two scenarios. You have an attachment to a lawn that you perceive is not going to happen with these rocks. And in that, seeing this problem, you dip down into a lower emotional state of fear and you bring up an urge to change the conditions. And your urge says to get on the phone and complain and tell them they're wrong and threaten to sue them and threaten all these things and threaten to give them bad reviews and all this stuff. Or from a perspective of love, you say, I don't know how this is for me. It's different than what I thought, but I have faith that the universe is bringing me everything I want. So I'm going to simply take a break, meditate, get into alignment, and receive inspired ideas. And the inspired idea might be to give them a call and to ask about this. You know, I don't know if this is normal, but there are some rocks here, and we were planning to do this yard here, and quite possibly this might interrupt that. Is there anything you think I could do? And in that inspiration, in this tone of love and acceptance, and understanding that this other person is you bringing to you a manifestation event that is a gift from the universe to you so that you can live in peace, and operating from an authentic place of who you truly are in peace and receiving the inspiration to communicate in a way that is loving, which outcome do you think has the highest potential? Obviously, the outcome based in love will always have the greatest potential for eventually delivering to you what you truly want. So we say, give up your need to see the outcome. Give up your need to have things occur the way you think they should. Allow for the beauty of the unknown and the unexpected to bring you to a new level of awareness. You can either go through this experience like any other manifestation event, kicking and screaming and resisting all the way, thinking that you've been harmed as the victim, or you can go through it in a state of curiosity. And that state of curiosity is a state of joy and alignment. And letting it all go, guess what you're going to do to your body? You're going to open it up. You're going to open up your heart. You're going to allow it to come up. You do not need to protect yourself. And the attempts to protect yourself will always lead to further manifestation events until you get it. Until you get it, or until you withdraw from everything in order to protect yourself. You see, in your natural state as a creator of your experience, you will naturally be engaged in so many things with so many people interacting. From a place of love, none of that is serious. None of that is harmful. It's all bringing in maybe manifestation events if it needs to. But as a being in a state of love, you are accepting the gifts of the manifestation event and the negative emotion, and you are processing it at a very high level. As a victim, these things are happening to you. You start resisting the negative emotion. You start withdrawing. You start doing less. You start being less. You start interacting less. And you withdraw, 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 withdraw until you say, I am living such a small life that nothing can affect me now. And yet it still continues to affect you, even the little stuff, because you're on a course of self-discovery. And those are powerful intentions you set prior to your birth. And they are always calling you forward. And to live in resistance to that which is calling you forward, which is to be a shining example of alignment for thousands of people to witness that will turn on their light as well. If you are living in conflict with that which is truly you, then you will have many manifestation events, many bodily issues, many things that you think are problems until you let it go. So we say, let it go now. Let it go now. Let it go. Let go the need to protect yourself. Expose yourself. Be vulnerable. Be authentic. And see what happens. Imagine that you are the creator of your reality and that you created this event. You created it all. Lean into that idea. You created it all. It's all a perfect creation. It cannot happen unless it's perfect. And this is one small example, and there are many others, which you are choosing to either see as beneficial or as something's wrong. This is your choice. That's how you create. You create from your perception of reality. How you choose to perceive it creates everything in your life. This is just one small example. And as you start to go through these little manifestation events with more grace and more love, then things will change to reflect it, because now you are ready to for a new evolution. And this evolution will be exciting and exhilarating and full of joy and lots of fun and full of manifestation events at the same time. So it's really a point of learning to see manifestation events like this as a gift, and learning to realize that the negative emotion is going to draw you into that state of consciousness of fear or lack and will bring up urges to control conditions, and that's natural. But as long as you're not acting on these urges, then you're not going off on detours. You're still following. And when you can reset and look at things from the higher perspective, that's when you'll start to feel the peace that you so dearly want.
Good.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Who's next?
I have a question, Joshua.
Yes.
I haven't been feeling that great recently, and over the past couple of weeks, I've missed out on quite a bit of work. But I did get tested for COVID. My results came back negative. However, my primary care physician told me that the results are only 70% accurate, and if I was still feeling halfway, not decent, that I should still stay quarantined for another week. So that is where I am now, but I really don't feel too horrible. I'm more feeling emotional that I am missing out on work. And even though my employer is very supportive and they just want me to get healthy and feel better, I feel like I'm letting them down.
Excellent. So there's an illusion and there's the reality. The illusion is that you're letting them down. The reality is that they care about your health and they care about you coming back when you're feeling good, and that there is no need to come back before you feel good. And the reality is that the physical body is letting you know perfectly well that now is a time of rest. And yet, perceiving that you need to be doing something other than what the body is telling you is your resistance to that message. The message is clear. Take a break. Process. Reset. Think about your priorities. Enjoy your time at home. Think about what you're eating. Think about the health of your body. Think about doing everything you can for that body to rest and recover. And when you have those thoughts that are coming from a stream of consciousness based in fear, you are going to receive urges that says you're not doing the right thing. That is natural. That's what happens when you sink into that limited stream of consciousness. Now, if you could say, I trust my body, and my body is telling me to rest, and so I shall rest. And I trust the universe. The universe is giving me this time to think more clearly about who I truly am and what I truly want. And so I'm going to take this time to be introspective and to meditate and to do the work that I can do and to take it easy and not to act on urges to control conditions, to accept in this moment, I am not at full speed, at full energy, which tells me the body is ready to rest. And so I shall rest and I shall take care of that. And I shall hear the messages that are coming from that stream of consciousness that does not resonate with who I truly am, and understand that this is based on the fear, it's a survival instinct, and it's telling you that you should be doing something different than you are. The should word is the limiting word here. It does not apply. It does not coincide with who you truly are. Who you truly are is this limitless being of love. And as you move from who you're being, a being who thinks they need to perform in order to be appreciated, towards a being who understands their worthiness, you will have manifestation events like this until you accept your worthiness, you see. You say, my worthiness is predicated on what this employer thinks of me. And if they think that I'm slacking off, then I cannot feel worthy. If they think I'm giving it my all, I will allow myself to feel worthy at this very, very, very low level, right? If you accept your worthiness at the highest level, the way your inner self looks at you, the way we look at you, the way Source looks at you, the highest level, this magnificent creation beyond belief in all limitations, when you start to look at yourself like that, you will no longer be in that stream of consciousness of lack. You will be in the stream of consciousness of Source. And you will allow yourself to do whatever you need to do to explore whatever you're exploring. You're exploring this idea of unworthiness. You say that this employer and these coworkers give me a sense of worthiness. This is derived from outside of you. Nothing that's derived from outside of you means anything and has no satisfaction and no bearing on who you truly are. Everything must come from within. And so now you have a chance to allow the support and the love that is always flowing to you, along with all the inspired ideas, to come from within. Because this is the only way it will ever work. You must see yourself from higher and higher and higher and higher perspectives. You must come to see yourself as inherently worthy and good and equal and perfect as you are, needing nothing from the outside and maintaining no persona that is trying to get love, like, and respect from other people. You must do it internally, and it will take a bit of time, and you will have manifestation like this and like other ones. But the manifestation events that occur in your body are the ones that you cannot ignore, which means that as you ignore manifestation events, as you agree that this subject of fear is actually wrong, you are abiding by an illusion. And if you keep abiding by illusions, eventually the manifestation events will have to go in the body, because the body is much harder to ignore. Yet so many people ignore manifestation events in the body. They keep going. They keep going on with their own life, no matter what it is. It could be cancer. And they keep going to work. And they keep trying and trying and trying and trying and trying and never getting what they need. And keep trying and trying and trying and never getting what they need. The only way to get what you need is to get it from within, to get it from the within. So now you have a chance to go within, to meditate, to do your daily spiritual practice in the mornings, to think about your manifestation events, to write them down, to connect with your inner self at a higher level than you've ever connected to before, and to reassure yourself with loving words of kindness to yourself that everything is all right, that you are worthy, and that you're simply on a journey to discover that. And you must know that to be here to ask this question now that will help so many people, that who you truly are is coming out in this question. And all those listening to this can see that, except you cannot see it. And why can't you see it? Because you have limiting beliefs that are projecting an illusion to everyone else. They cannot see the illusion you see. They see worthiness. They see perfection. They see magnificence. From your perspective, you see flaws. You see imperfections. You see a need to improve somehow. You see an attempt to try to get others to see how magnificent you are. You see, reduce that illusion. Look at yourself from the higher perspective. Do the work that you have, and you will notice that as your perspective shifts to a higher perspective of yourself, your reality will change, and you will not be in that stream of consciousness based in lack so often, you'll be more often in the stream of consciousness based in love. And in that, you will receive joy and satisfaction. Your talents and attributes will begin to emerge. You will be inspired to new interests and new passions and new ideas, and you will change the trajectory of your life. Not instantly, but over a course of time. Because you would not want to change it instantly. You want to go on the journey from where you are now to where you will be as you ascend to higher levels of perspective and of vibration based on experiences just like this.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Who's next?
Can I just add a comment to Nicole's question just now? Because I've just been in the same boat as her. I've just had 9 weeks of being off sick, and I'm only just now slowly going back to work, but I've used this time to really reset and focus on my inner alignment and meditate, and I felt a shift. I feel completely different in my inner self now, and I feel really great. Almost to the point that I'm just slowly this week returning to work, just a few half days a week. But I almost feel like I can't go back to the normal me as before because I feel so different. So, use that time to just recharge, really, reconnect.
So imagine the old Arno going into work, getting an assignment, getting a deadline, and saying that I must produce what they expect of me in order to keep the appreciation coming. And so that places you under great stress. Because your worthiness is tied to this deadline and this product and this the thing that you are doing and to their expectations of you. And now you come in and you say, I can only do what I can do. I am not here to prove my worthiness to anyone. I am here to do this because this is something I enjoy doing. And I like being around these people and I like this company. And so from this perspective, where there is no stress, there is no inner conflict, and there is no need for them to perceive of you as good, because now you understand your own worthiness. Now you have inspired ideas, and the work that you do will transcend anything you've done before. But with the stress and the anxiety of the belief that they are going to judge you for everything you do, and you will only receive worthiness when you do something on time that looks good, you have this inherent fear and wobble in everything you do. And so it is always effort and struggling and coming down to the last minute. And while they appreciate all the work that you do, your worthiness is never tied to their appreciation, for they cannot see the magnificent being that you are because their perception of reality is based in their limiting beliefs, and that's up to them. You have to come in with this absolute aura of authenticity and allow the power of the universe to flow through you when you're interested. And when you're not interested, do not effort and struggle anything. Do not try to do busy work. Do not try to make them think you're doing something good. Come in with a completely new attitude. And we promise you that the creation that you bring forth from pure inspiration will be magnitudes more powerful than anything they could think of or anything they think they want you to do. You see, their relationship to you is transactional, and they want you to produce something. And yet when you produce extra rocks in the yard, you are actually producing that which they truly want. It is not the job that you signed up for. They did not attract you for whatever it is that you do. That's not what they attracted you for. You have to understand your magnificence. They attracted you so that you could shine a light on your beingness and impact them in a spiritual way, not in a old approach, transactional sort of thing. Can you imagine going in there now, being firm in your understanding of who you truly are, being realizing that the entire setup, the office, the business, the co-workers, the bosses, are there for you to create you from a spiritual platform. And maybe you'll spend half an hour doing what would take you an hour to do before. And maybe you don't listen to any of their comments. And maybe you see them from a true perspective as source beings themselves, and that they've come to you. They've brought you in so that their lights could be turned on, because you are a powerful, unbelievably magnificent and limitless spiritual leader and teacher. You didn't get there by accident, you see. And so you can come in, you can float in, you can type a bit on your keyboard, and then you can interact in a one-on-one spiritual connection with those people about whatever it is. And then you can share that which you're inspired to share at the level to which they can understand it. Now, from your mind, as you're imagining this, you say, that can't be possibly true. I can't just walk around the office and interact with all these people. And we say, as you start to do that, you will be presented with a position either in that firm or another firm that is the communicator of the entire business, the communicator. Set forth the communication based in love, not based in fear, without it, completely different than how they've been doing it before. Whether it's this firm or another firm, at a level of status that you can't even imagine now. Whereas you bring forth pure love into it. Now, you have to also understand that this coronavirus time is allowing people not to go back to the status quo, where they're not frantically trying to compete, where they're not frantically trying to survive, where they're not needing everyone to be at full productivity, where they're allowing a little ease in this, especially for someone like you who's coming back from a longer than normal illness, you see. They're expecting less of you, and they're just appreciating that you're there. And now you can come in, and you can be completely different than you were before. You can be completely vulnerable, transparent, and authentic, and realize that the persona that you've created is not serving you. And you will be called to maintain that persona by the ego. And you can play with that. You will notice it. Oh, I have to make sure they think I'm responsible. Oh, that's the old approach to life. I don't need that anymore. That's just my persona. I can let that go a little bit. I can play with that idea. And then you can receive this inspiration. The inspiration maybe walk into the boss's office, sit down in a chair, and just have a conversation, not knowing what it's about. Maybe I had the feeling you needed to talk about this or that, you see. And she will look and she will say, how did you know that? Can you imagine that power? That is who all of you are destined for. That is what you're destined for. Interacting in a normal life at a whole new level. Everything looks the same to everyone else except for you. You see it now as you are moving through the matrix of those who are under the spell of the old approach to life. And you have opted out of that. And now your superpowers, your spiritual superpowers, your intuition, your spiritual connection that they do not know exists, your telepathic abilities start to come forward as you play with this. And they will see you with a reverence that did not exist before. They will intuitively understand your power and grace. They will react to you completely different because you put on this new energy as you walk in the office. And the new energy is of the creator, the God of all of this. As you walk in as the God without any fear derived by protecting that persona, as you let go of the fear around that, you now stand in a presence and an energy that they will feel. And so how they interact with you now as your being, the authentic being that you truly are, as you can maintain that and realizing the only way you would not maintain that is due to old fears and old habits and old limiting beliefs, you can witness yourself as you glide in and glide out. Maintaining your strict, we shouldn't say strict, your focused alignment in every moment, not falling back into the old traps, the old patterns that exist there on a on a psychic level, you see. The old hamster wheel, everyone coming in at the same time, everyone doing their busy work, everyone trying to say, this is good, this is bad, we should do this, we should not do that. You see, those old patterns of fear that's in the building itself. You do not want to go back to that. You want to see it for what it is, but not be drawn into it and allow it to dissipate over time. And as you do, people will see something. They will start to feel something. They will start to get their own inspiration. And they will can only interact with other people at that vibration. You see? So you are raising your vibration as an understanding that who you truly are is not tied to any of this idiocy, this patterns, this fear, you see. They are all running around in circles on a hamster wheel in the cheese grater of life, never getting what they want. You're rising above it, and you'll be teaching them how things truly work. So in order to do that, you will have to be more comfortable in your role as a spiritual guide for them. And with the knowledge and the information that you've learned over the course of your life, you'll have to come into alignment with the reality that this information is being brought forth to a planet who is ready for it. And the idea that this is weird is only a limiting belief. And that the idea is that they'll think you're weird for believing this will wash away rapidly as you maintain your authenticity. You maintain who you truly are. You do not succumb to their whims and wishes based in fear. You glide in with the presence that they have not seen before. And you are calm and centered and not reactionary in the face of their reactions. How does that feel? Trying that on for size in your imagination, can you see the power of that beingness? Not the doingness, but the beingness, guided only by inspiration every moment. No, you don't have to get this done by a deadline. No, you don't even have to do it. Nothing is important. Doesn't matter if you get fired. It will lead you to higher ascension levels, you see. This old thing where you say, oh, if I got fired, it's going to be bad on my CV. That is no longer a thing, you see. You are elevated above all this. But now it's time to have faith in who you truly are and how the system actually works.
Wonderful.
Who's next?
You're looking good, Arnaud.
I've got a question.
Yes.
I was wondering, before we were born into this reality, I was wondering, how were we created? And were we all created at the same time? And if not, are new beings still being created? And if so, at what rate? And will it stop?
Is the universe expanding or contracting?
Expanding.
And so all that is always expanding at faster and faster rates. If you can imagine your sun and your earth revolving around that sun as it speeds away from the rest of the universe, everything is speeding away. Every moment, there's a new position within the universe. And so as a new human life is born onto a planet at a specific spot, relative to the other planets, it is brand new. It is brand new and unique. The moment that it's born, the Earth has never been in that position before, ever. It is always new. And so all life that's coming into this planet is all new, and all life that's coming to any other planet is always new, always unique. And if you look at your physical reality, the one consistent theme is that it's all new and it's all unique. There's nothing that was before that's the same as it is now. There's nothing together that's identical. It's all unique. Everything is unique. Every grain of sand is unique. Every fingerprint is unique. Every voice is unique. Every gait is unique. Everything is unique. And so everything is new and unique. You were born, and at the date of your birth, you were a new entity in that time. And a moment later, you were a new entity. Did the old entity go away? Or is that forever kept in the tapestry of all that is? And so in every moment of your life, there is a new you that is different from the you that existed the moment before. You've expanded in every moment. And in every moment, the earth exists, and the next moment, there's a new earth, a brand new earth. Does that mean the old earth is lost forever? That old earth, with everything that's going on in that old earth, still exists. Can you imagine now projecting all of that out, all of the humans, all of the life, all of it in every moment, boom, 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 existing, 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 never, ever not existing, always existing eternally? So there's a bit of math that you have to understand. And it's the infinite that you have to understand. And your perspective is a bit limited. And the perspective of any life form on Earth is going to be limited. But from the perspective of the non-physical, it doesn't matter. It's all new. It's all existing. It's never leaving. All the energy is created. It never disperses. It's always there. It can be referenced at any time. And all the future exists as well. But the future exists in such potentiality that it is so infinite, it is infinite, 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 infinite to the infinite degree, you see. Now that is all going on, all happening, all existing, all being. And so if you were to say, in the non-physical, there are 7 trillion beings. Well, what would that mean? As each being is born at some point, either as a cell in your body or as a life form or as a dolphin or whatever, and expressed in that form. And as you live your life, you've had a series of infinite moments, all of which are new and unique. And then you transition to the non-physical, and all of that information goes with you to the non-physical and is refreshing the non-physical, and the non-physical exists as a new state. And then are you reintroduced to your non-physical you? Well, the non-physical you is always with you now, and is always expanding with every moment that you expand as well. And so there is no separation of that. Yet there is a new life added to the non-physical you. And is that new life a separate thing? No, of course not. But can that new life be separated and analyzed and played with and looked at? Well, certainly. We could go to a day in your life when you were 10, and we could experience that day fully. It's always there in the records. And the you that exists at age 10 will live on eternally, will always be able to be accessed at any time. And so the you that exists at 10 is playing around and doing the things that you did when you were 10 eternally. And that you at the day when you were 10 and a half or 10 in one day is always existing eternally. Could you imagine that? And always living that day. That day. That day exists and is there. So it's expanding for sure, because in every moment there's another you. And it's completed as well. And as you make a new decision, well, what happens then? Does the old you go off in one decision and the new you go off in another? And is there billions of points of division or new paths that you can follow? And which path are you on? And which is it that you're choosing? And are there others, versions of you existing at the same time? And wouldn't that make sense if there were, to give a complete picture, a more complete picture? That's the magnitude of the question you just asked.
So how much math would you really like?
So put in perspective that it is all you anyway, that the entire universe is all you anyway, and that you're having a experience as a woman living in Britain, doing the work that you do, interacting with us, proposing new possibilities for what you might experience, putting in perspective the dramas of your life, looking towards the future of what's possible. That's all that really matters. How can you enhance this life experience, not by effort, struggle, and control based in fear, but by acceptance and love, knowing that greater experiences will come to you based on the intentions that you set prior to your birth? And so humans live in this version of reality that feels like it's individual, that it's a separation. And in the non-physical, you don't exist that way. You exist in harmony with all that is, one with all that is, fully knowing the oneness of all that is. And if you exist in physical reality with that same perspective, that you are not separated from your neighbor, you're not separated from your mate, you're not separated from your child, you're not separated from your parents, you're not separated from the earth. If you exist in that state of oneness, well, then you're in alignment. You're in alignment with the truth of the universe, and the universal truth can start to flow through you as it flows through all other beings who choose to live in love and acceptance. And those who choose to live in fear and control will simply regurgitate the old thoughts of man. Those who live in love and alignment, those who are choosing a new approach to life, live in the thoughts of limitlessness. Live in the thoughts of the infinite. Live in the thoughts of the potential. Live in the thoughts of love.
Thank you. I'll chew on that.
Excellent. We have time for one more question. This must be the most important question ever answered or asked. Who would like to ask this most important question?
I have a question to what you're just speaking about. So then if there's like these infinite possibilities of our now moment, so to speak, what is the power of our imagination then when it comes to what we're creating?
We will say that your imagination is based in control. And you either intend to imagine the worst that could happen as a control mechanism to protect yourself, or the best that can happen as a limited idea of what's possible. But from where you are now, the state that you exist in right now is limited compared to the state you will exist when a desire is manifested. In using your imagination now to imagine how this desire is going to come to you and when it's going to come, you are looking at it from a limited perspective. And we say, give all that up. Because it's not going to happen the way you think it's going to happen. And you don't want it to happen because you want a more limitless version of that desire, a more elegant manifestation. You want to allow the universe and universal forces, the forces that created galaxies and worlds, the power of the universe, you want that version, not the version that comes to you from the limited perspective. And so as you travel, let's say you get 2 years to this manifestation of a desire. You go through a journey and you go through a series of steps of ascension, of expansion, and you arrive at a vibrational match to the desire, and the desire is revealed to you and it is manifested in your reality. From that level, you will understand the journey, but you can't understand the journey now. You don't know the steps. And when you try to imagine how it comes, then you make decisions based on that imaginary outcome, saying, I should be doing this. And so you effort and struggle to make something happen, to control the way it manifests. And ultimately, you'll end up with a limited version of that which you truly desire. In fact, unless you come to a complete basis of acceptance, the manifestation of that desire will never be satisfactory. What you want to do is be completely surprised by manifestations. You want to be shocked. You want to be amazed how it can come. You say, can you imagine how that came to me? If I wasn't at this place at that time, I never would have met that person who told me about this thing. You do not want to use your imagination, because whether it's looking at the worst that could happen or the best that could happen, it's still limited. So let that go, and you could play with the idea, how it would feel, that sort of thing, without any attachment to the outcome. Because what you think you want is different than what you truly want. And you're all in a momentum of control based in fear. Let go of that control, and you will be amazed by the outcome. This is the most important question that's ever been asked. We salute you for this question. This question we could go on and on with for ages. But if you can relax your imagination, let happen what happens, see that certain manifestation events must come up to show you limiting beliefs so that you can move to the next level of awareness, so that you'll be ready for the next thing when it comes, then you'll just have fun the entire time. It'll just be a joy. The entire journey will be pleasant and inspiring and exciting and curious and interesting and exhilarating. And that's what you want, to live life in bliss. Bliss, not being attached to an outcome. That's suffering. Because when something happens, it doesn't look like it's going to get you where you want to go, which has to happen. Manifestation events have to happen. You have to be modified in your vibration to get what you want. The universe will take care of that. If you're aware of what's happening, you'll move through these manifestation events with ease and joy. Yet if you think that it should manifest in a certain way, when it doesn't, you'll be suffering and you'll dip down and you'll want to change the conditions and you want to change yourself and you want to give it up and you want to say nothing's working. How come this is so hard? How come it's not supposed to be hard? It's supposed to be easy, but you make it hard by using that imagination of yours.
Well, could you use the imagination like cultivate an emotion, good feeling emotions?
Absolutely. So here's what's a good feeling emotion that you would like to experience?
Excitement, fun.
Okay, let's take the idea of fun. So you're feeling good. Maybe you've meditated. You're enjoying yourself and you think of fun and a thought's going to come to you. And then you could just play in a thought without trying to figure out how to actually make it manifest. So now you see your best friends, and maybe you're on a beach, and maybe the sun's setting, and maybe you have a campfire going, and you're just really enjoying the beauty of it all and the connection you have with your friends. So now you're cultivating that idea of fun, and you're playing with it, and you say, oh, that's exciting. And you're focusing now your attention on what you prefer. And you're using your imagination in a highly empowering way. But when you say, oh, we should now book a trip to Barbados and make this happen, you say, oh, no, I can't do it because I don't have enough money, or I don't have enough time, or my friends don't want to go, or they don't have enough money, or this will never work. And so now this idea of fun disappears and you're back in that stream of consciousness of lack.
Right. Okay. So the more the purpose would be for the emotion, like cultivating the emotions.
For the fun of it.
Right.
For the joy of it. Not that you have to change anything, but this is what you personally perceive as pleasure. And this makes sense to you. And how the universe chooses to manifest that, you can look back and go, oh my God, this is the emotion that I was feeling when I was imagining the fun that I was having with my friends. And here, and look how it just came together. And I wasn't even aware that it was going to come. And here I am. And then you fully lean into that experience and you say, this is amazing.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful.
We have enjoyed this interaction. You cannot imagine how magnificent you are. You are powerful beyond words. You have created everything in your life. Now you can choose to focus on what you prefer. You can cultivate that feeling. You can see yourself as perfect and worthy and good as you are, and then allow the universe to do its job. And with that, we are complete.
Yay!
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone. Have a lot of fun. Good questions.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful week.
You too, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you'd like to find us on Facebook, we have a private group just for Joshua listeners. It's called The Friends of Joshua. So just search that in Facebook and ask to join, and we'll add you. Also, if you'd like to help us spread Joshua's teachings, the very best way you can do that is to leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast. Also, if you can subscribe to the podcast, that would help a lot. We're ranking higher and higher each week as we go forward, and this is really how people find us. So thanks for everything you do, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.